listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for joining us today. I want to talk today about some things that you can do to overcome challenges. We all face challenges in our life, but I want to talk about some very specific ways to help you get through those challenges. Now, a lot of people are getting ready to go back to school right now. A lot of students, starting new classes, getting new teachers, new classmates, whether it's elementary school or whether it's college. And starting school is an exciting time, but it also can be pretty intimidating and pretty frightening and overwhelming as well. Well, whether you're starting college in a new town or you have a young child starting a new school year, it's a wonderful time of growth. So today I have six ways for you to overcome challenges, no matter what they are, and some things for you to think about. So the first one is to seek out adversity. Now you're probably thinking, what? Why would I ever seek out adversity? I got plenty of adversity coming my way, thank you very much. Well, struggle builds character. Have you ever had that experience before where you think, this was really hard? I think my character is a little bit stronger now after that experience. Well, often in the moments in our life that we are most proud of are the ones where we overcame adversity to accomplish something. And you can realize your capacity to do amazing things. And maybe it's trying out for, you know, a new club or running for student government, or maybe it's actively being a friend to others so you make more friends. Maybe you're painfully shy and it's stepping out of your comfort zone to meet someone new. Well, in work, maybe it's learning a new trait so that you can accomplish more and show your boss, you know, that you're serious about your job and seek something out that will push you. The second one is build a team. And success really is a team sport, and nobody can do it alone. And so if you're facing a challenge, build up a network of people to help you overcome it. Being vulnerable and opening up to someone you trust will make a world of difference as you work through those challenges you face in life. And remember that there are people who are there for you in times of need. You're probably there for a lot of people in their times of need. So let other people be that same person to you. The third one is focus on the positive. Well, have you ever noticed that your brain has a natural inclination to focus on threats and dangers, even perceived ones that we create? Try to smash this down by focusing on what is positive right around you throughout your day while driving. You know, notice and acknowledge annoying drivers, but just let it pass. Don't focus on it. Rather, instead, focus on driving safely, how nice the weather is outside, and how fortunate you are to have a car to drive to work. Well, the fourth tip is to label your emotion. A simple act of labeling your emotion increases your focus and your awareness. And acknowledge your emotion and allow yourself to feel something. And the next time that you're stuck in an emotional pattern that isn't serving you well, label that emotion and separate yourself from that experience. And this will allow you to choose a new and positive one. Now, the next one is to choose new stories. Now, this may require a little bit of creativity. We all tell ourselves stories about who we are, right? How the world works and what people are like. And negative bias usually plays into those stories. And even when the economy is bad, people are still making money. And so you can choose to believe that the economy is bad, or you can write a new story that the world is ripe for the picking and things are good. So if we're going to tell stories, let us tell stories to ourselves that empower us rather than bring us down. Now, this last and final tip for today is to write a journal. Now, every time you find yourself stuck or facing a challenge, write down your thoughts in a journal. And this allows you to get out of your head and separate yourself from the impact of the experience. This is really effective at nighttime when you can't sleep. Force yourself to turn on a dim light and write out your thoughts and put them down on paper. Of course, not all of your problems are going to be solved just like that. But if you write things down, you might be able to sleep a little bit more soundly. I want to share a quote with you, and it's by author unknown, but it says, "Challenges are what make life interesting. Overcoming them is what makes life meaningful. Thank you so much for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. If you have any thoughts or suggestions or comments, we'd love to hear from you. You can go ahead and post them on our Facebook wall today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Thank you so much for listening. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.